This is Life to Listen.
Want to see the world from a totally different perspective?
Ready for provocative conversation?
Intriguing stories?
And inspiration?
Then don't touch that dial.
Welcome
to Talk with Francesca.
She'll give you something to talk about all week long. Now,
here's Francesca.
What if you took the time to really soak it?
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Talk with Francesca. I'm Francesca Lucchi, your host, and I just want you to know that I appreciate you listening to my show. So speak to me. My team and I spend lots of time and energy thinking and preparing for our show about things I care about and that I think you will too. So let me know what you're thinking. If you find my show riveting, valuable, horrific, or offensive, or you fill in the blank, just jet me an email at info@talkwithfrancesca.com. Or you can also go right to my website, talkwithfrancesca.com, and fill out the contact form there. You can also visit me on Facebook. I promise I will get right back to you. And if you miss part of the show, you can go to recent shows on my website, talkwithfrancesca.com, again, and listen there. And I'm also on iTunes, so plenty of places to listen to Talk with Francesca. We have lots to cover today, so pick up your favorite beverage and let's get going. Mine happens to be Coffee. That's right, I said it right. It is heart healthy coffee, and Mirror Roasting Company makes it. And you know what makes it so healthy? It has resveratrol in it. That's the stuff that makes red wine good for you. And of course, the coffee doesn't have the alcohol. And the fifth emailer to email me at info@talkwithfrancesca.com will win a free bag of this fabulous liquid libation. All you got to do is put in the subject line healthy coffee and your name and address in the body, and it's yours. So jump on your computers now, and good luck to you. All right, then. The waiting game is one of the most dangerous games we play in life. Waiting for the right person or the right time or for more experience or for more money. By the time we look up, we have no more time left, and it's easy to come up with rationalizations and justifications for doing the things that scare us. If you look online for the number one regret people have before they die, you know what you'll find? The answer is the regret of not pursuing their dreams. But let's face it, we don't need statistics or surveys to figure that out. So with us today to help eliminate the could've, should've, would've's is Carrie Hummingbird. She is an award-winning author, soul guide, and host of Soul Nectar Show. So a big welcome to you, Carrie. Thanks for joining us today on Talk with Francesca.
Thank you, Francesca, for having me. I'm so excited about this conversation.
Oh, good. So you've had a challenging early start to life that affected the health of your relationships. And I know you described these challenges in your memoir, Awakening to Me. Can you give us some insight?
Yes, absolutely. So I had some early childhood abuse. I had a natural father who was already starting to sexually molest me at 1 year old, if you can believe that. And right from that time, my mom had to make a decision about what to do. And so she left him and she moved in with another man who was her second husband. And he ended up being abusive and alcoholic. So the first 5 years of my life were really kind of filled with a whole lot of difficult things.
It was almost pre-verbal that you had that abuse, especially the first.
Pre-verbal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. And that's really hard to work through, from what I understand from psychologists, but that's not true with you. Is that right?
Well, I would say that it was a challenge working through it the way that our system has offered us to work through it.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the things I realized was that that was really affecting all of my relationships, because from 5 years old on, I actually had a really great dad. My mom lucked out, met a wonderful man. He was my dad from the time I was five. He just mm-hmm. recently passed. So, you know, he's still in my heart, mm-hmm. but he was such an amazing teacher. And he was like one of those guys that enters the room and, you know, everybody just sits up to listen to what he's got to say, you know,
mm-hmm.
just so loving. So I had a great model, but in my life, it didn't make any sense. If you look at my life from 5 years old, it made no sense why I was having struggles in relationships or why I was having struggles loving myself or thinking I was worthy of love. It made no sense. But if you look at the early childhood, it makes complete sense, because that got into the framework. You know, it's like a little sponge soaking up all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
That was the stuff that my mind thought underneath the surface.
So now, what about your mom? Did she come from a background of abuse that she ended up with these abusive men? The first two anyway?
you know, that's such an interesting question. And the answer is no. Like, my grandparents were these awesome parents. Like my grandmother is highly involved in the church. And, you know, if anything, she had too much church, you know, but, but no, I mean, she had a really good upbringing. She had one episode, though, early in her life that planted the seed for her to think that it wasn't safe. And that she wasn't, you know, she's going to have to do it herself. So she had one of those just early childhood experiences. But no, on the whole, like, her family was very loving, very supportive, mm-hmm. and, you know, strict West Texas family.
Mm-hmm.
But no, nothing like that.
That's interesting. So what would be the first steps in reinventing yourself? I mean, this is what your book is all about. Is that right?
It is. My book is Reinvent Yourself. And because I spent 20 years or more of my life in weekly psychotherapy sessions, working it out the way that they told me to do it, mm-hmm. and it didn't work. You know, like, I got really good at thought tunnels and navigating those.
Mm-hmm. And distracting yourself. And yeah.
Yeah, distracting with wine. And I know nobody on this show that's listening does that. Nobody distracts with wine and, you know, vacations and television and, you know, all that stuff.
Right. We all do. That's part of being human.
Yeah.
But spend more time distracting yourself than facing yourself, that's when obviously there's an issue.
Well, and I think we don't like to face ourselves because we've got this idea that it's going to have to be this torturous, you know, every week for, you know, decades of psychotherapy. That's not what I discovered. At the end of all that, what I discovered was that there's an easier way. There's actually a more magical way. And that's what Reinvent Yourself's about.
So what is that way?
Well, it's about the energy. So the simple metaphor is I'm sure everybody realizes, seen a caterpillar, you know, a caterpillar can become a butterfly. Now, only 2% of caterpillars become butterflies.
Really?
So I want to put that out there. Yeah, it's a difficult process. All the steps needed to go through that process, only 2%.
What happens to the rest of the caterpillar?
They just eat and die. They eat and die. And the 2% that make the butterfly, they create the eggs that lay more caterpillars.
That's fascinating. Yeah, I bet you not very many people know that.
Not a lot of people know that, but I've been researching it because the medicine that I use, and I call it medicine, the medicine that I use is butterfly medicine.
Okay.
So we want to become butterflies, right? We want to be free and follow our hearts and like.
And don't tell me you have a tattoo purpose. That's a butterfly, right?
I don't, but I really would love one.
Okay.
So, you know, so the cool thing is that if you can learn some of these principles that I've learned on the journey myself, because by de facto, only probably about that same percentage of humans actually becomes butterfly, because it's a difficult process. You have to enter the chrysalis. You've got to like be willing to let go of everything you think you are. It seems so scary. A lot of people don't take that journey because it's too scary.
So give us some practical tips.
So the thing to do is to be aware that whatever your mind is telling you, that is probably not true. There's a truer wisdom in other ways from your heart and from your gut. And we're learning that now in all of our science is teaching us that now. So it's not woo-woo. It's actually reality. So we are tuning into the heart brain and the gut brain are going to teach you way more about what's true than your mind, because your mind's got filters on it. It's showing you something, but that's not necessarily true.
Yeah, but sometimes your gut, you know, it can be a little deceiving, I think, because we can become fearful of something and mm-hmm. there's nothing wrong with what we're going forward to do. It's just that it's new and frightening. But because we're afraid doesn't mean that it's not good.
What people call fear is just a sign in the body. You could easily say that's excitement. You could flip it around.
Okay.
It doesn't have to be fear. It can be excitement. Like, wow, I'm going to do something I've never done before. This is super exciting. The other thing is that people aren't very well grounded, you know? So when we're not grounded and there's actually grounding yourself is a real thing, you know, standing out on the earth for 15 minutes with bare feet, that's grounding, you know, sitting with your back to a tree, that's grounding. When you're grounded, all the things that happen in life that seem super terrifying, they can be encountered with way more inner resiliency because you're grounded, you're strong, secure, and you're tapped into a source of power that's way bigger than just you all by your little self.
So give us some more examples of grounding yourself.
So
I mean, that's great. That's great. But if you live in New England and the way it's been, the last thing we want to be doing is sitting, you know, backed up against a tree. I don't know where you're located, but I can tell you that it has been.
I'm in Austin.
Yeah.
The thing about it is that it's the imagination. The imagination, energy goes where your thoughts go, where your intention goes. Your energy goes there too. And you're all energy, even though it seems like you're physical. You're actually energy. So you can actually sink your energy into the ground, just like a tree, right now, right in this room, you know, without having to be outside. That's called a grounding meditation. So I offer those grounding meditations as part of the work that I do with people, help them ground.
Mm-hmm. Well, yoga is good for that.
Yoga is also really good for that. Yeah, there's lots of ways to tap into this. The key is to learn the tools and strategies for navigating life in a whole new way, navigating life outside the paradigms of our society that we operate in by de facto. So we're all trained how to operate in certain ways that are very disempowering. But if we can flip it around and learn these new ways of being, we can operate from life as if this is a school, because in fact, we are in Earth school. This is where we're at. We're mm-hmm. taking all these different classrooms. We're learning these lessons. That's why we're here.
If you're just tuning in this morning, you're listening to Talk with Francesca. I'm speaking with Carrie Hummingbird. That's a very interesting last name. I'm just wondering, is that your birth last name, or is that something that you gave, a name that you gave yourself with what you're doing?
It's actually a vision that I had when I was buying this house that I currently live in. I was making it happen. I was, you know, setting intention and manifesting that the house was going to be mine. And I was doing a little meditation and I was, you know, making it all happen. And at the end of my meditation, by my complete surprise, in my vision, this hummingbird rose up in my vision, and I had to make that happen. And when I looked it up, I was like, that's me. I'm Hummingbird. Hummingbird is that connection between spirit and the earth. So I said, you know what? What's my last name? I just gotten divorced. I was like, you know, my last name is always by some man. Why is my last name always by some man? Mm-hmm. I'm just going to take this name. This is my last name now. Like, Carrie Hummingbird. And all my friends on LinkedIn went, you are so crazy. You just changed your name to Hummingbird. I'm like, I know.
It's pretty. So you say that, you know, our thoughts can deceive us. So can you explain what our false self is and how it would work against us?
Absolutely. So what happens is that our mind can control our perceptions. It actually can control what we see, what we pay attention to. It can control how we feel by sending thoughts down into our body that, you know, if we've got a trigger about that thought, it can make us feel bad. And then we start to perceive the whole world that way. So the thing to do is to be mindful of that and be aware of that. And as you do this kind of work that I teach people, you can become aware of when you're in that spot where your false personality is showing you something that's actually not true. And using tools and practices, you can clear the fog. You know, it really is like a fog. You can clear that layer of fog. And all of a sudden, now you're perceiving life in a wholly different way.
We're going to take a short break, but when we come back, I would love some practical tips on how to clear the fog. So listeners, stay with us here. We will be right back.
The easiest way to improve your health is to switch to a healthier coffee. Over 19,000 studies have shown that coffee makes a fundamental difference in health and longevity. It also comes down to drinking a roast that comes without the bad stuff and has more of the good stuff. Delicious, purity organic coffee has been tested to be free of molds, lipotoxins, and pesticides, as well as having the single highest level of antioxidants of any coffee tested. Go to puritycoffee.com and use code COFFEETALK to get 20% off your first order. Once again, that's puritycoffee.com, offer code COFF. E-E-T-A-L-K.
Captain Lord Mansion is the ultimate bed and breakfast experience. It's the only AAA 4-diamond bed and breakfast in Kennebunkport. But it's so much more. It's the perfect, elegant, romantic getaway. Relax at their day spa. Be pampered in your room with heated floors, jetted showers and tubs, gas fireplaces, king and queen beds, flat-screen TVs, and all the quaintness with all the modern conveniences. Be surrounded by impeccable gardens, waterfalls, fountains, a putting green, a charming gift shop, wine cellar, the list goes on and on, including a full 3-course breakfast. This is a stay that you will never forget. Engage in our special offers. Call 207-967-3141. 207-967-3141. CaptainLordMansion.com. in Kennebunkport, Maine. Memories and elegance await you.
Looking for an authentic Italian meal in an intimate setting? Then you might just want to venture out to Boston this weekend and dine at Terra Mia Ristorante, a true gem among all those rhinestones in Boston's North End. This cozy trattoria with stucco walls and beam ceilings specializes in creative interpretations of Italian classics. Like the cuisines here, the atmosphere is elegant yet understated. Since opening in 1993, Terra Mia Ristorante has aimed to convince diners that there's always more to Italian food than just red sauce. Over the years, the innovative and beloved restaurant has done a great deal of convincing, and best of all, it's reasonably priced. This best-kept secret is worth the trip. Call 617-523-3112 or visit terramiarestaurante.com.
All right, you're listening to Talk with Francesca. We are back, and I'm speaking with Carrie Hummingbird. Welcome back, Carrie.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
So let's talk about clearing the fog. How do we do that?
So a lot of people may not have access to their higher self or awareness of their higher self, and they might feel like they're all alone and they don't have any support. And so one of the ways that you can clear the fog is by opening to that higher power that's within you, that you can access that awareness that you actually do have support.
And how do you
calling
do that?
In support, well, you know, asking for the support. I need help. I ask for all my guides to help me, even though I don't know who you are or what you are, or if you're even there, I need to know that you are. So make me aware of you. It's inviting it in. Everything is by invitation. You're having a life experience on Earth, and your guides aren't going to interrupt that. They're going to let you have it. You're here. You're in the body. You get to have this experience. It's your gift. So you are going to have to ask for help if you want it. And it wasn't until I asked for help, kind of like that eat, pray moment on the bathroom floor at the end mm-hmm. of my marriage when mm-hmm. it was a disaster.
Yeah.
It wasn't until I, from my heart, said, please help me. All of it lifted. All the sadness, the tear spigot, like, got turned off.
Well, I think that there is a lot of merit to what you are saying. I really do. I think that so often we get so wrapped up in trying to analyze and figure out. And really, we are energy and we are connected to a higher source. Call it, I call it God. People call it different things, the universe. And I think that we do need to be open to that and to be, but one of the ways that I think that we often miss those answers is we are just so busy mm-hmm. and not taking that quiet time to hear those answers. Would you agree with that, Carrie?
Absolutely. When I was at that point that I described to you, that moment in the bathroom floor, the way I lived my life was mental chatter all the time. It yep. was like a rock concert going on inside my brain. It never stopped. So you asked for tools and strategies. One of the powerful tools I give people, and it sounds like, oh, well, that's not going to do anything. But this is the practice of try it, run an experiment, and see what happens. This is about experiencing it. So what I tell people and what I did for myself is I find those thoughts that are chattering around in my head, the ones that loop around and keep coming back and back and back and back and won't shut up. And I use the element of fire. Fire, if you look at fire, fire burns things, makes it go away. That's what it does. It purifies energy and it releases it. If you don't like a thought that's in your head, you can ask fire to release it. So it's as simple as writing it down. Write down the thought on a piece of paper and burn it. Decide, I don't want that thought.
So is a lot of what you do very ritualistic?
There's an element of ritual in some of the things I do, because ritual is how the humans are actually created. We're created through ritual, where it's in our DNA from thousands of years of ancestry. So it's one of those things that you can leverage because you're in a human body and you are tapping into that DNA that is essential to your nature. So ritual is a powerful way of tapping into that history, that you can bring it forward for yourself today and bring some of these ancient practices into the modern world to help you with your mind. Your mind is really running the show. And in order to have something different, you've got to think different thoughts. which means you've got to decide to take control of that thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, I, you know what? I'm a big believer in rituals as well. Holidays is a form of a ritual.
Yeah, every holiday you have is a ritual, right? Valentine's Day is a ritual.
Exactly. These are things that make the world go round. Absolutely. And they can, like, retreats, when we're trying to release something, going on a retreat can be very, very, very powerful. So yeah, I'm a big believer in that. So let's talk a little bit about repressed emotions. You know, they're often the source of very traumatic and painful memories. So what would be the process for identifying these emotions and confronting them?
Well, there's got to be the willingness to face it, number one.
Yep.
And, you know, most of us are stuffing that stuff down and saying, well, I'm past that. It's done. I'm over it. But meanwhile, you're holding on to that energy. It's still in you and it's vibrating and it's attracting more of the same. And people usually have to have that happen for a while before they get frustrated enough with the repeating patterns that they say, okay, I need help. You know, I love those clients because they're really ready. So what do you have to do? You've got to sit with the discomfort of the feeling. You've got to actually be with the feeling and let it arise, feel it fully without resisting it, and let it overcome you. Let it get bigger than you. Because what happens when it gets bigger than you is it dissolves. You actually move through the fog. You move through it. And
right.
Then it's dissipated. It's gone. It doesn't come back. It's gone at that point. But if you push it away and you stuff it, it's still there. It didn't go anywhere.
Well, you know what? In life, I think that if we don't take the bull by the horns and do exactly what you said, our bodies will do it for us anyway, eventually, or something, a relationship won't work out, and you're sort of forced into this corner of facing yourself. So at that point, you really don't have much of a choice but to go through it. And you can continue to distract yourself, but sometimes those feelings are just so powerful that there's no way around them.
Well, you know, and that's what happens is we get forced into the chrysalis, you know, because really, processing your emotional energy, reviewing your past, healing it, that's all part of the work in the chrysalis that people try to avoid because they just, well, I just want to stay happy and be in a happy place. Well, that's fine. But if there's stuff underneath the surface you haven't dealt with, it's going to keep coming back and it's going to ruin your party, you know?
Well, that which you resist persists, right?
Oh, yeah. It keeps coming back over and over again.
Mm-hmm.
So the thing to do is to turn and face it. And to walk right into the center of it.
Yeah.
That's the place of power.
Well, absolutely. But what if you can't do that?
You get a guide to help you with that.
And how do you get a guide?
You call Carrie Hummingbird.
I'm
just joking. You know,
so,
if you open to a guide, if you say, you know what, I'm ready to deal with this stuff. So universe or God or whatever your concept is, please present me with somebody, connect me synchronistically with somebody who's meant to work with me to help me through this process. I'm open. And then really be open. Like when your friend says, hey, there's this really great workshop. Would you like to attend it? Don't say no. Say yes. I want to go. I want to check it out. That's how you just open. You ask. The thing that people don't realize is because I think, and I felt this way too. I felt really alone. I felt like I was separate and alone and nobody was listening to me. You know, I finally realized that constant presence, that consciousness that people call God or the Great Spirit or the universe or whatever you call it, it's always listening. It never stops listening. It's there all the time. It can't be anywhere else because you are it. You're it. You're part of it. It can't be anywhere else but inside you, all around you, everywhere.
So how
you're
do you,
never alone.
So how do you quiet those over-controlling critical voices in your head?
You make the choice that you're going to quiet your mind by taking control of it. There's lots of different practice. The fire practice is one of the practices. And then you start to become aware of the energy. And so how it happened for me is that I had this healing with a shaman who was my first teacher. And my mind was chattering away in the session. It was like, blah, 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 blah. This isn't working. This is stupid, blah, blah, blah. And he's rattling and he's like on this journey. All of a sudden, I felt a presence come in over me. It was a body feeling. It was like, and the moment I felt it, he stopped the journey. I thought, oh my God, this is real. Like, what is this? And he started pulling some energy out of me, and I could feel it. I never felt that before. And at the end of the session, I was completely transformed. You have to have some kind of experience that opens you to that awareness. And then you realize that you're bigger than your mind. You're bigger than your body. There's something more. And when you touch that and taste that, you can start to really quiet your mind, because you know who you are in truth. Once you know who you are in truth, that mind is a tool. It's not who you are. It's just a tool.
You started the Skills Not Pills movement. Can you tell us more about that?
Absolutely. You know, I think a lot of our culture, and I certainly myself included, was addicted to the quick solution. Like, I don't want to deal with that stuff. It's too hard. I've got to work so hard. You know, we've got our schedules crammed. Like, we can't even, you know, get all of it done during the day. We've got ourselves so tightly scheduled between work and family and home and everything else that we don't want to crack the lid on Pandora's box. So let's just take a pill. Like, let's just take a pill and be done with that. And I think a lot of us take pills to quiet our emotions. I was on those pills for 13 years, and it delayed my life. Mm-hmm. It delayed processing and going in the chrysalis. That's what it did.
Of course.
All that pressure was inviting me to grow. It was inviting me to this bigger awareness. Do you know, I walked by the Center of Spiritual Enlightenment. I used to live in San Jose. I used to walk by that center and think, I should go in there. I should go in there. I should go in there, like every day. And I didn't do it. I took a pill instead for 13 years.
And then
it was the end of my marriage. It had gotten so bad, the only way out was to leave, because it was not repairable.
Well, Carrie, I wish we had more time, but we are out of time. I feel like we covered so little. I had so many more questions for you, but I do appreciate you being on Talk with Francesca today. It's really been a pleasure. How can our listeners get a hold of you?
Absolutely. I love to do this kind of talk, and I love to talk to people and teach them. So I've got a free book that's called Reinvent Yourself, and it's available at my website. It's kerrihummingbird.com, and it's K-E-R-R-I, hummingbird.com/gift. And if you just go to the default website, you'll also find a free webinar, Reinvent Yourself, 3 Steps to the New You. And I love to play with people in this space and introduce them. I'm a really warm and loving guide through this process that can be really scary seeming. And, mm-hmm. you know, when you work with me, it turns into a magical journey because it's fun, actually.
Well, you are such a pleasure. So thank you for being on Talk with Francesca today.
Thank you for inviting me. It's been a pleasure.